I know everybody's probably seen it. If you've driven downtown, they've been in the middle of the old middle school annex abatement. So that abatement is finished. So we expect that to be actually tore down here shortly. So we will look at repurposing that site, but it won't be the big eyesore with the busted out windows that we've been staring at for a couple years.
They boogied on that. That really didn't seem like it took long.
Well, as the guy who's been dealing with all the federal stuff that goes along with it, it seems like it's taking forever. But
it just depends on which end of the book you're looking at, right?
That's right. So we're excited to have that cleaned up because we there's a lot of people in the community that come down there and play on the basketball courts and walk around down. We don't want to have a hazardous area for that. So we'll be excited to have that repurposed going forward.
So the abatement is over with. So now what's the next step on it?
Since everything moved out onto our existing campus where all our schools are, so we just don't need the space, and it would be cost prohibitive to renovate it out to anything. So
a lot of times renovation is more expensive than just building new.
Yeah, it'd probably be millions of dollars to renovate it at the current square, because it's a pretty good size building. So it's like less than $100,000 to tear it down. So it's more of a community service to get the hazard out of the area than it is to try to do something else with it.
Do we know what we want to do with it, or are we throwing ideas?
We've toyed with a couple ideas. What currently is being floated out there is to expand that parking lot, because we've redone the access control on the building to where actually make the front entrance expand that parking lot over on that right side, because the ADA or elevator and all those things are accessed by that side of the buildings. And then a lot of people do use the basketball courts down there, so we've talked about putting a covered area with some picnic tables and stuff so that there's some usable space to be able to come down there. And then a lot of people in the community use that space for performances and gatherings and Easter egg hunts and fairs and all kinds of stuff. So we would like to have that available to be better used for that kind of space.
I love that. The Butler Lawn, everybody loves it. That. It's just such a beautiful central location.
That's kind of the idea, is to help that be a more accessible space, because, you know, if there is something down there going on, there's parking is super limited. So we would like to be able to help that out a little bit, as well as have some space that's more designed for that.
I think that's fantastic, to be able to take something that's kind of an eyesore that nobody could do anything with, and then make it something that'll be nice for the community.
Community space is kind of what we're, whatever that ends up and exactly looks like, that's kind of what we're, you know, it's the, I've seen articles about it, and it's true, it's the, that space, regardless of what's there, is the heart of the community. Yeah. You know, you drive by it every day if you go downtown, so.
I can't believe the abatement's over, but now we're going to be taking it down. Mm-hmm. So fingers crossed, we're right down the road from being done with that project, right?
Yep.